You are listening to Keep It Real with Terry and Sonny. And we're glad that you're tuning in for another episode, another lesson. And today we're going to be talking about being thankful. In fact, that's the title of it, Thankful. Thanksgiving's coming around next week from this day to day. And so I felt it was appropriate to let's talk about being thankful.
I think so, too.
So there's so many things to be thankful. Even though the last 2 years have been really rough, I mean, with the COVID going on, you know, and now in this area we had a real bad hurricane. A lot of people are going through. So the last couple of years have been really rough on everybody. But you know what? God says in His Word, even when we go through all these trials and hard things, we should give thanks. And I don't care how bad it gets, you always can find something to be thankful for. Right, son?
Right. And, you know, it says about God's Word. You know, actually, if you read the Word, the disciples were telling us to be thankful, but they were going through a lot of bad things, too.
Yep.
They weren't just saying it. They were actually going through bad things while they were saying, be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they were persecuted themselves.
Amen. And our memory verse or scripture today is going to be in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I'll read it. It says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belongs in Christ. I mean, if you belong in Christ, you know, it means if you accepted Christ and He's the Lord and Savior and, you know, and you're saved, that's what that means. You're in Christ, okay? If that is the case, then He's saying right here, all circumstances we should give thanks, you know? In fact, that's His will. It actually is a commandment, you know? And, you know, God's Bible is full of His will, His word, and a lot of commandments. You know, a commandment is going to be a challenge. If it was going to be real easy that we could do, it wouldn't have to be a commandment.
Right.
You know, God gives you a commandment. He knows it's going to be a challenge. He knows it's not going to be easy for you, okay? But you have God. You have God our Father. You have Jesus Christ. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the Word of God. And, you know, and if Christ is in you, then it might be hard at that moment, at the present. But, hey, it's not going to change. It's going to change. It's going to be just temporary, you know?
Exactly. That's why they say you got to have an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
You're not naturally born thankful.
Right.
Actually, your sin nature is to not be thankful for nothing.
Right.
You know, and you see it so much in the world. People are not thankful at all no more. Even when you do stuff for something, I've seen people when you give them something. It's like once you give it to them, it's like you still own it because they want you to come fix it. They want you to come take care of it. They want you to do this for you and everything. And I'm like, I gave it to you. It's yours. I don't have ownership anymore. You have the ownership over it now. Take care of it.
Right.
I heard a friend of mine told me that if you give some people, if you give them a house, they would want you to pay the light bill. You know, being thankful is something you have to train yourself to do. It doesn't come naturally to nobody.
Right.
And actually, if you read in the scriptures, before and after the scriptures, it talks about how to be thankful. Because it's kind of snugged in there, that little scripture. But before and then after it, it talks about how you can be thankful.
Right.
Because learning how to be thankful is something that's not easy to do.
No.
It doesn't come naturally. At least it doesn't come naturally for me.
No,
maybe some
no.
people it does, you know. But for me, it doesn't. It's a hard thing to do to be thankful.
Right. You know, and again, with Thanksgiving around the corner, the world celebrates Thanksgiving. It's a one big thing, okay? Once a year. Even Christians, we're going to celebrate it too.
Exactly.
But the thing is, I look at it this way. You know, we should be thankful every day. We should be thankful, okay?
Exactly.
And if you thankful every day, you know, no matter what happens, if you're thankful, then when Thanksgiving come, then I think that could be a celebration.
Exactly.
Because you've been doing it every day. You know?
Exactly. We've got one of our pastors, it's a lady, and when she teaches the class, the first thing she'll do is she'll get everybody in a circle and she'll have them say what they're thankful for.
Right.
And You know, that is awesome, because what happens is she's stopping and making them focus on the positive, mm-hmm. and getting their minds off the negative. And, you know, because our pastor used to say this, and it really stuck with me. You know, you got to have an attitude where you look for the solutions and not the problems.
Right.
And doing all those things help you focus on being thankful, mm-hmm. you know, because it's easy to get caught up in the trap of being unthankful, because everybody in the world does stuff to you. Everybody in the world all the time, you know, even when you go down the road, you're going to have people that think, I tell this to my kids on the road when they're driving all the time. I say, when you're driving, you need to have the attitude that everybody else owns the road.
Yeah.
And you're just riding on their road.
To me, that's called defense driving. You gotta watch everybody, especially these days. Exactly. You gotta watch everybody.
Because if you act like you on the road, you're gonna be getting wrecks.
Yeah.
Because people will cut you off. They will pull in front of you. They will do all kind of things. But if you have that kind of attitude, mm-hmm. when you're driving, you don't get in wrecks, because you're watching for other people to make mistakes. Sure. You're expecting them to make a mistake. So you're watching for that. And when they make it, you think it's the same thing with being thankful. That's something you have to train yourself to do. And when you train yourself to be thankful, then in all situations, you're thankful. Because people that are unthankful, they're kind of toxic. You know, you just like, oh my gosh,
you
man.
You don't want to hang around those people.
Yeah, you don't want to hang around nobody like that. And
it might rub on
you. Yeah, man, it's like, oh my gosh, come on. Can't you be grateful for something?
You know what I'm saying?
Not even one. Man, everything. I mean, you just won the lottery and you complain because you got to pay taxes on it.
Right.
Come on, my gosh.
Those people there, yeah. They got people like that. That's what's so sad.
That's what I'm saying.
You win all that money, and then all of a sudden, taxes. They're going to take taxes away. Man, come on.
Yeah, I heard a friend of mine was talking the other day, and he was telling me, man, I don't want to make too much more money this year, because I'm going to pay taxes on the money. I said, I like paying taxes. When I pay taxes, that means I'm making money.
Yeah.
When I'm making money, I know I got to give the government their share. I give God his share, and the rest, I get to keep and do what I want with.
Right.
But the thing about it is, if I'm making money, that means mm-hmm. I'm prospering.
Amen, amen.
And that is something to be thankful for.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it in this translation. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 16, because it says some things from Paul had advice from chapter, it's still 1 Thessalonians 1, 1 Thessalonians 5, but from 12 to 19, he gives a lot of good advice, you know, a lot of life lessons, I'll call mm-hmm. them, you know, all right, but I'm going to start with 16. It says, always be joyful.
Come on.
Keep on praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you, who belongs to Jesus Christ. So again, the word thankful is in there. We should be thankful for whatever happens, the good and the bad. I mean, if it's good, you know, we should be thanking. But I mean, you know, in a way, it's good, you know. But when it gets bad, we need to be thanking God too.
Even more.
Yeah, you're right.
Even more then, because it's easy to thank God when everything's going good.
And
it's hard to do it when everything's going wrong.
And it says, always be joyful. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If the enemy can steal that joy, he could defeat you at whatever you're going through at that moment. You know, so you want to keep on praying. And let me tell you, prayer is a big part of thanking.
Exactly,
you can make a list a mile long and be thankful. That's prayer. You know. So there was like, so how can I pray? He says, pray all the time. How can I do that? Well, you start off with a list of being thankful. That's going to keep you busy for a while.
Yeah, especially if you're not being thankful for nothing, you start being thankful for something.
Right. So, yeah. So, and again, it's like all those chapters from 12 to 22, it's life lessons, meaning that you got to live. And you're going to learn something. You go through something. Even if it's good or bad, you should be a lesson for you to learn. And our lesson, if we in the Word of God and we have Christ, we're going to learn a lesson. And a lot of times it might be commandments, but it's still His will. And it's life lessons that we need to learn. Unfortunately, a lot of times it might take me or people 4, 5, 6 times and then get it right, you know?
Yeah, thankfulness don't come easy, especially to me neither, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, but you know what I find most of all about thankfulness, being thankful, is it does a heart, it adjusts your heart.
Yeah, it does.
And when it adjusts your heart, you by nature, you're going to feel better. Mm-hmm. By just being thankful, you're going to feel better. Because you're not, when you're always unthankful, then you're depressed.
Right, right.
And when then you're depressed, you feel sick.
Right.
And then when you feel sick, you got more to be unthankful for.
Right.
But if you just start by being thankful in the beginning.
Right. The beginning, yeah.
And then you, next thing you know, then you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
And then because you're happy, you're going to feel good. Because you feel good, you're going to be more happier.
True.
So it's kind of a chain, it's a chain effect either which way.
Yeah.
Being thankful and being unthankful. And it's a choice you have to make. You know, the scripture talks about that. Choose life, you know.
With God and His Word and His will, it's always choices to make.
Exactly.
You know, and the thing is, I know me anyway, you get wrapped up in what's going on right now. And if you don't be careful, and that's all you look at is now, you forget. It's easy to forget, you know, what God says, you know. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. You got to keep our God on His Word and His will. And it's going to change. You know, it's going to change, and it's going to change for your better. Okay? But when we're going through it right now, it's like we got blinders on, you know? And all we can do is focus on what we're going through.
Right.
And the problem with that is if it's something bad and you keep focusing on all that, you can't see beyond.
Right.
You know? It's going to be a hard time. It could even get harder.
What I like to do when I go through those kind of situations, this is what I like to do, is I look at the situation and I see what I can do to fix the situation.
Right.
Can I fix this situation? If I can fix the situation, I fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get out of it.
Right.
If I can't fix the situation, then I just can't fix it.
Right.
There are some things you just cannot on your own. You know what I'm saying? If you're sick, you can't make yourself better. No. You know, you can start confessing it, and believing God and everything, but you just can't do it.
No.
Now, if you're on the side of the road with a broken with a flat tire, you can take care of that situation.
Right.
You can get out the car and you can fix that tire, or you can stay in the car and complain about the tire being flat.
It's a life lesson.
Exactly.
Everything,
you know what I'm saying?
Everything. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because...
you can fix some situations, some situations you can't, but the situation you can take care of, and get out of it.
Right. I mean, you know, God's going to do His part, which is supernatural, but we need to do our part.
Exactly.
You know, it's too many times, you know, you back off and, God's going to rain money from heaven or something. Or I'm going to grow a money tree or something.
No.
You know? I mean, you have to do your part, and it's called faith. You know,
exactly.
when you can't do no more, then you got to do faith.
Exactly.
You know,
sometimes that means, like you said, by money. You know, for example, that's a good example. Because sometimes you just got to get out there and go to work.
Yes, you got
to. The scripture says over and over and over about going to work.
Right.
If you read in Proverbs, it talks about not being lazy, getting up.
Right.
Not saying there's a lion in the street and not wanting to get outside and go do nothing. God wants you to do something. Because when you're working, you just feel better.
Right.
Like my daughter, when she was sick and everything, she wasn't able to move around much because she was sick for a long time. But when she got better, she couldn't go to work right away until after she went and see the doctor.
Right, right.
But because she wasn't working, she was having trouble sleeping. But once she started working again, it was like, boom, she was sleeping good again because she was burning off all. And it's like that for me, too. If I just sit around all day long, I'm dozing off. I want to sleep all day.
Right.
And I don't want. Then the less I do, the less I want to do. But it's the same thing with being thankful. When you come into being thankful, if you don't start practicing and start doing it, the less you're going to be thankful for. But if you get the attitude, back to having an attitude, you got to have the attitude of it, then the more stuff you'll find to be thankful for. You know, and that goes in all the areas of your life.
Right, right. And you be thankful. And it's if you're a person that's thankful in everything, you know, you're doing it through God. You're being obedient, then it kind of rubs off. Like we're talking about rubbing off the opposite way, but it can rub off that way too.
Exactly,
you know,
goes that way too.
And then you know, you blessing somebody, you know, and then they ain't thankful, you know, and then they could go on and they can bless somebody.
Exactly,
maybe not near them, but later on they can bless somebody. But you have a heart of being thankful.
Exactly, and like as you get older, you know, you're gonna have to. I'm going to rephrase this. I'm going to say it correctly. As I've gotten older, What I had to learn is I had to learn to find new ways to find joy.
Right.
Some of the things that I used to find joy in, mm-hmm. I can't do no more. So, because my kids are grown up. I can't find joy in watching my little kids run around playing with their Christmas toys.
Right.
That's over. They're not, that season is past. But I have the future coming where one day when I'm going to have grandkids, I'll be able to have the future in seeing them playing with their toys and getting joy in that. You know what I'm saying? So we have to find change with the season. You can't you can't be, when things change, because times and things are going to change in your life. When things change, we can't be so caught up in the past mm-hmm. that we don't move to the future. And when we don't move to the future, then those things cause us to be unthankful.
Right.
You know, you have to be able to change with the times and the seasons and find joy. Look, I don't know about you, Terry, but I find so much joy and watching other people be blessed.
Yep. Well,
you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, don't get me wrong, I like to get blessed too, and that is fun.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, there's a lot more joy in watching other people get blessed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you see them, how they act, and especially when somebody's grateful. Oh,
yeah, well,
my gosh.
That's,
you see somebody is blessed,
right.
and they're grateful,
right,
and they're thankful.
Right.
They had one lady one time. Look, I am not going to lie, this blew my mind. I was so happy that whole day.
Mm-hmm.
This lady was in the store, and I met up with her, and she had got a voucher to be able to buy the food that she needed for her icebox. But the problem was, on the voucher, they didn't cover none of the condiments, like the ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, things like that. You know, things like that. They just covered, like, meats and vegetables, you know what I mean? So she was like, oh, you know, oh man, she was okay, you know, she wasn't complaining or nothing, but she was just, you could tell she was a little bit upset, you know, because she really needed to get her, she really wanted her condiments, you know, and everything. And she was telling me about it and everything.
Yeah.
I said, well, how much you think it'll take a cost, you know, for the condiments? And I said, and she said, well, about $40, $50, you know, to get all the condiments back. I gave her the money, so I said, here, look, be blessed, don't worry about it, God bless you, and here, go buy your condiments and everything. Oh my gosh, she was walking up and down the whole store, praise God bless me. And man, it made me feel so good just listening to that, you know
good.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, even with that.
And being seen her thankful.
Yeah,
you know?
Even with that, I mean, you know, a person's used to getting food and all the extras with it, and all of a sudden something happens where, okay, somebody might bless them with the food, but they don't get the extra. Well, sometimes, you know, they say something, you know, but at that moment, they should just thank God they got the food.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. Now, don't get me wrong, she wasn't really ungrateful.
Right, right.
But she was talking about
right.
it, I can say
well,
like
I just
that.
Wanted to pin out
exactly.
the other way with it, because some people are like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I want my food in the extras, okay?
Right.
But, okay, well, I mean, I don't have the food, man. And you think, well, you got to be grateful, man. Come on.
Be thankful.
You know, I mean, and that's the way God sees it. I mean, it's a challenge. Every time you're going to be thankful, it's going to be a challenge. Because God says it's a commandment. Okay?
Right. Being thankful is hard sometimes.
It is.
It's not easy.
I was going to talk about grateful, too. That was another word I was going to talk about in this lesson. Because that had a lot to do with being thankful. But the word thankful means to be pleasant. It means pleasant, or it means that something pleases you. Something pleases you, and it you have a you know, it takes a load off of you. You know what I mean? It takes that heaviness or something off of you. You know, you a lot of times you can receive peace now. You know?
Ooh, come on,
you know?
That's good.
You know, because being, you know, somebody was thankful to you, and it helped the situation at that time. You know. And now you can get peace, and you can get, and then from there you can get joy. You know
exactly.
You know, and then because peace is very important, and so also thankful express gratitude and relief.
Oh, that's
you know?
Good. Yeah,
you know, it expresses gratitude. If you're thankful, or somebody's being thankful to you, you seeing that you know it should be is expressing a. Gratitude, and it should be some relief. When God, it should be some relief there, you know. And grateful is being thankful, and being ready to appreciate for and return kindness. And you were talking about this now. Somebody's going to be thankful or kindness to you. Return the kindness. Just don't. Okay, you kind to me. Wow, because a Christian now. you should be kind to somebody else.
Exactly.
You know, and it just goes around.
And the truth about it is, Jesus was kind to all of us.
That's true.
He was grateful. Oh, yeah. He was kind to us.
So he was all this stuff. He was thankful. He was everything.
Yeah, we should be kind to others and everything. And you know, because he set a good example. So when he was here, he showed us how to be grateful and everything. Because he would give thanks to the Father for the food.
Right.
You know, and Terry, you know one thing. If you're living in the U.S. and you're listening to this podcast, mm-hmm. you have a lot to be thankful for.
True.
This is a blessed country. You know what I'm saying? They're, compared to other countries, we are truly blessed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so just that in itself is something to be thankful for.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I mean? Because as a country, we take care of our own people.
True.
You know what I mean? We do. You know what I'm saying? As a whole, we do.
If you want to know something. There's a lot of podcasts that's got all kind of stuff and information. If you want to learn something, watch YouTube. It'll show you how to do everything.
Exactly.
You know, I learned so much of the things I learned over the years off of YouTube. You know, and it's so awesome because you can keep watching it. You can go back and watch it again until you nail it what you need to know.
Exactly. Like when I do jobs, if I got a customer that wants me to do a job, and I don't know how to do it, she asked me, "Can you do it?" I said, "Yeah, I can do it." But I don't really know how to do it yet. But I go on YouTube, I watch the video, see how to do it.
Don't let the secret out, Sonny.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
I said YouTube. That's what YouTube's for. Yeah, YouTube that's, University. That's you know right. what I'm saying? It teaches you everything.
I went a lot of classes in that university.
Yeah. And then, it's a good thing out there. You know, don't get me wrong. Everything can be used for wicked. But I'm thankful right. for YouTube.
And then if you have the time really to maybe watch the video, you're always get on a podcast on your car or something, you know, and listen to the information, just audio, but you still can get a lot from the audio, you know?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know, another thing, too, I find, Terry, it helps you be thankful,
mm-hmm.
is listen to some funny stuff.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. Heart.
Yeah,
joyful heart. You gotta, because you know if you're always upset all the time and always depressed and always down all the time and you might want to check your filters, what you're allowing into yourself, you know, because we have like gates in our soul.
True.
And we the eye gate, the ear gate, the nose gate, the mouth gate, you know what I'm saying? The feel gate. We if you read that book, I can't think of the name of it. It's called Man's Soul. Yeah. Man's Soul.
Mm-hmm.
The book Man's Soul is written by the same guy that wrote The Pilgrim's Progress and everything, John Bunyan. Well, it talks about how things come into your body and everything.
Right.
And you might want to look, if you're not never thankful, we might want to look at our gates, what we're letting in our gates.
Right.
What are we watching on TV? What are we, who are we hanging around with and listening to all day long? What are we speaking out?
Right.
And all day long, you know what I'm saying? What are we feeling and touching and moving around? All those things that we allow into our body affects our being thankful. Because look, there's an old saying, and it's 100% true. If you hang around with dogs all the time, you're eventually going to catch fleas. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is, you know? Yeah. It's just, you know, you got, if you hang around with junk, you're going to get dirty. And it's the same thing. If you hang around with ungrateful people, you're going to naturally be ungrateful.
Right.
You know, and if you hang around people that, you know, I try myself to hang around with people that are just smarter and wiser than me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, and when I do that, I find just listening, you know, you don't even talk as much because you want to listen to them.
Right.
You know, and if you're in conversations with people and you're always the one doing the talking, then you probably need some more. You need some more people to hang around with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're all you're doing is dumping.
Yeah.
Dumping, and either you know, and that's not good for you because you have more to give than just being using your friends as your dumpsters.
Right.
You know what I mean? You should be receiving from them too.
True.
You know what I mean? And everything. So that's very important. It's just examining, you know, if you find yourself as being unthankful all the time, examining who you're hanging around with, what you're doing, what you're watching on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one right there. TV is number one, is the number one problem of being unthankful.
Right.
Because
right.
people watching that again, junk on TV
like
all day.
Like you said earlier, it's a choice. I mean, you know, it's not wrong with TV, but it's what you watch on.
Right, what you're watching on.
So
right.
That's a choice.
Yeah, you know? If you're watching our podcast on TV, you're good.
And you know right, that's a good thing. You can be thankful for that. But I mean, you know, you can be watching something, all of a sudden something shouldn't be watching pops up on it. Well,
yeah,
just
that
turn
happens
off
too.
Or go to another channel. But don't say, well, what's the...
What? My wife was watching a good Christian show, and you made a good point about that. My wife was watching a good Christian show the other day, and it was a good, clean show, godly show. They talk about Jesus and everything in it. Then what do they have on it? A commercial comes on, the Psychic's Hotline. They do it on purpose to put that wicked stuff on the Christian show just to try to knock Christians down. You know what I mean? They'll say, well, I got all this money and I want to put it in where you want to put your commercial? Oh, I want to put it on a Christian show so the Christians can watch it so I can knock them down. It's an attack on the enemy. That's what it is.
Amen.
To get you unthankful.
That's true. So this Thursday coming is Thanksgiving, and when you get around that table to celebrate with your family, you know, be thankful. There's got to be something you'll be thankful for, you know.
Speak it out.
Yeah, speak it out. Be thankful and just start, you know, being aware of what's going on and just be thankful every day. It's something and you can be thankful for. It's definitely, you can pray. There's a lot of things you'd be in prayer you can be thankful for. A prayer list is needs.
Exactly.
All right. And you might have a list, okay? And then, hey, as God gives you those, you scratch that one off. Well, God, you gave me that one. I'll scratch it off. Be thankful. You know?
Right. Go back and everyone you scratched off and be thankful.
And thank God he's going to do it. You know, I mean, by faith, you know, it's done. You know, in his timing, it's done, okay? So you just got to be thankful, you know? Anything you pray for, be thankful. You should end it. I thank you, God, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, I just was thinking about something. Being unthankful means you're not happy with the way God's doing things.
That's a good point. We hadn't talked too much about being unthankful at all.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
And if you're reading in Deuteronomy, Leviticus, and Exodus, and all that, you're going to see how God feels about unthankfulness.
Yeah.
He is not very happy with that.
No.
Actually, he was so unhappy with the Jews murmuring, complaining, that he kept them out of the promised land.
Look, all the years they went around in circles.
Right, and that was because they were unthankful.
That's right.
They murmured and complained. Right. Yeah. God gave them bread. It wasn't enough. They were tired of you. God gave them birds. It wasn't enough. They were tired of
you. If somebody's complaining and not being thankful, you can't do both. You can't be complaining and being thankful at the same time.
Exactly. And God, when you're unthankful, you're saying, God, I'm not happy with the way what you're doing in my life. You need to let me do it. Yeah. I can do it better.
Yeah, and that's when it gets bad for us or worse, is that
exactly.
We take control. We might not realize it, but we're taking control.
Exactly.
What we choose and our actions, we're taking control.
Exactly.
What we're saying sometimes, we you know.
We have to be thankful for, you know, and sometimes it's just a trust issue.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You just got to trust God that what he's doing is, he knows what he's doing, and we trust him that he's going to do it right. And you know what? And we're thankful for where he's got us at. It might not, and where you're at might not be where he wants you to be at. And where you're at might not be where you're going at, but where you're at is where he has you now.
Right.
And then you trust him where he has you now, that he'll eventually get you where you need to be.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you got to be in the Word of God. You got to be praying, studying, confessing it. You got to know God's will.
Exactly.
And if you back off, then that's when you start to get, you might not realize it. Little by little, you'll start being ungrateful. You know?
Exactly.
Unfaithful.
Yeah,
unthankful.
Yep, that is for sure. That's for sure. And that reading the Word of God will definitely help you to get thankful. You know what I'm saying? And speaking it out. That's another thing. Just saying it out every day.
Yeah.
Just confess what you're thankful for. Just get in that atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Those things all contribute to, like, seeing the Word, reading the Word, hearing the Word, hang around with good people. Mm-hmm. Those things all help you to become thankful.
Right.
You know, and if you sometimes it's not easy
to be
thankful. You know,
we realize that people in the like I said early, last 2 years, some people have been to a lot.
Yeah.
A lot more than a lot of people. You know what I mean? But still, you want to get out of that situation, you need to be thankful what God's doing.
Exactly.
What you have. And some people might say, well, I ain't got anything. Hey, it can only go get better, right? With God, it can only get better.
You know, I've seen situations in my life, and I was literally there pulling the little boy. They was pulling the little boy out of the water because he drowned in the water, and pulling his body up and rolling it into the boat, dead. And he was right there. And I went through a divorce that was miserable. We went through storms, that was miserable. Went through sicknesses, that was miserable. All those things were miserable in life.
Yeah.
But you know what? Those things just happen. Those things are just seasons in your life.
That's right.
They're not who you are. Mm-hmm. They're not. They don't let them become your identity. If they become your identity, right. if you identify right. yourself with your past, then you'll never mm-hmm. have a future.
Right.
You know, you got to identify yourself in what God's calling you to be.
Right.
And then if you do that, if you see what God's calling you to be, you'll mm-hmm. always be thankful. Because yeah. you know what? What's happening now is not what's going to happen.
True. Right.
And those things are just temporal situations, right. you know. And you know, I've seen always come out blessed on the other side.
Amen. Amen. You do. You know, and it's, you know, knowing the word, the scripture said being in Christ. So right. if you're in Christ, what's coming?
Right.
He's coming. Jesus is coming.
That's exactly. what
the word says. He's coming. So that means you're not, everything else is temporary. It's like you said, seasons, everything's seasoned, everything's temporary, and we'll have some good times and some bad times until Jesus comes back. Okay? But you're in Christ, the good news is he's coming back for you and me.
Amen.
And us. He's coming back. And that alone, for me, gets me to a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
When I get down, you know, all of a sudden, I just got to start remembering what God says in his word, that Jesus is coming back. You know?
Exactly.
And who he's coming back? He's coming back for people that's in Christ. That means me.
Right.
So that helps me. Right there, I start to get hope, and so my faith starts getting better, and then I start thanking God. I find things to thank God.
Right.
And when you do that, when you're really looking, you can find all kinds of things to thank God.
Right.
You wake up in the morning, you should be thanking God. You woke up another day. Some, you know, even if the day might be a bad day, you know, or you're going through bad days, hey, you still woke up.
Exactly.
It's a chance that God can bless you. He can change it like that.
And when you go to bed at nighttime, thankful that you lived through the
right.
day.
Right. But God can change it like
Amen.
That. You can, you know, if you got up that day and you're going through some bad stuff and it's bad and you're almost at the point where you don't even want to live no more, I mean, don't give up because God can change it like
yeah.
that. You know, I mean, you can change it.
And that's why when I start my day, I always start my day with a chapter of Proverbs. Every day, I'll get up in the morning, I'll read one chapter of Proverbs.
Because
you know what?
It
changes me.
If you read
Proverbs, it changes who you are. You learn how you should act, mm-hmm. how you should talk, how you should be. It changes your identity, and it turns you into the person that God has called you to be.
Amen. You know how many times they say be thankful, or you know, God talks a lot about being thankful
in the Bible. Yep.
You know, so if it's that much in the Word of God, you know, it's very important for us.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. So we want to thank y'all once again for coming.
Yes.
You know, and like we do every week, we want to pray with you. Because, you know, it is an important part of our walk to be able to pray with you mm-hmm. and everything. And, you know, if you're wrestling with that, if that's something that's hard for you to do, be thankful, you know, because thankful doesn't come easy, especially when you're going through situations. It's not always easy to be thankful. It's a lot easier to say be thankful than it is to do be thankful.
Right, right.
But you know what? If you just start practicing it, just start off small, just start confessing it out loud,
Amen.
You know, then it'll come its way.
Right.
So, Father, we want to pray for each and every person that's out there, Lord God, help them to have a thankful heart, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Move in their lives, Lord God,
yes.
that they can be thankful for
yes,
what you're
Lord.
Doing, Lord
Jesus
God.
Name, yes.
And I rebuke that murmuring, complaining
yes.
spirit, Lord God, that's
rebuke
trying to take
it.
Over in their lives, Lord God. In Jesus' name we
yes,
pray.
Yes.
Amen.
And I want to add that if you like what we're doing here, give us a thumbs up.
Right.
And we ask you to share it, okay?
Exactly.
The more you do these things, the more this gets out. This is how YouTube works, you know, by sharing it.
Right.
And by subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, that really makes the thing go up. And by subscribing, you know, it gets out. And just think it snowball, you know. And
same thing on the podcast. Do the same thing. Just like them.
Right.
So thank y'all, guys. Once again, we'll look forward to seeing y'all again next week.